The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we bow our heads to pray? Our Father, we say thank you. Lord Jesus, we adore your name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We thank you for the ministration of your faith, for the ministration of your name that you have brought to us via your servant, via our parents, via our pastors, via our instructors. We come under that canopy of grace. And we are asking that in the same vein, let grace be ministered. Tonight, today, I stay under your arm that you will grant me utterance, you will grant me entrance, you will grant me simplicity of thoughts in the name of Jesus. We bless you because you answer prayers, for in Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Amen. Can we open our Bible to the book of Ezekiel 36? Ezekiel 36, verse 22. And therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus hear the Lord God, I do not these for your sakes, O house of Israel, for my own name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. Verse 23. And I will sanctify my what? My great name. Which was what? Was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For, can we read together? For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And a what? And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? So, we have been looking at the matter of charity. And God's servant has been laboring on the fact that charity is the nature of Christ. Amen. What did I say? Charity is the nature of Christ. So, when you say Christ, Christ is first of all a mystery. Amen. Christ is first of all a what? Christ is first of all a what? Now, Christ is first of all a mystery in God. Amen. Christ is it in God. Christ is not what man knows about. Christ is first of all a mystery. Christ is first of all a being in God, or a nature in God. Yeah, Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. Can we read together? That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, of the Father, and of Christ. So, Christ is a mystery in God. Also, the Father is a what? He's a mystery in God. And God himself is a mystery. Amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have come to see, actually, that it took the life of Jesus to bring out what Christ truly meant. Amen. He took what? The life of what? Of Jesus to begin to bring what life of Christ truly meant in God. Amen. He took what? The life of Jesus to truly begin to see what Christ's nature truly meant in God. So even in the old, men had similitude of Christ. Amen. Even in the old, men had what? Similitude. Similitude of anointing. Similitude of nature. But none of them fully capture the being Christ. Or the nature Christ. So Jesus is the first man that captured the nature of Christ. Now, why did Christ need to come to be? Now, Christ needed to come to be because man fall off of the dominion of God. Psalm 103. That should be 19, yes. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom what? His kingdom what? Ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of ease, that do his pleasures. So, this is how his kingdom is reigning over all. Amen. Bless the Lord, all his works, in places of his. Oh, in places of ease. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul was a state of the dominion of God. Amen. It was a state of what? So, God's servant said yesterday that all my soul had a throne in the dominion of God. Did we hear that yesterday? That all my soul had a what? Had a throne in it, because he couldn't have been the king of the earth. Adam was the Lord of the earth. He could have been the Lord or the King of the earth without a throne. So God's servant said yesterday, to every throne, there is a weaving of the king to function by the throne. Do we hear that? There's a weaving of that king. So when you say you are a king, what you want to see about is that which throne are you using? Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? But we could see that man fell off dominion. Man fell off what? Man fell off what? Now, when you say dominion, or when we say kingdom, kingdom is first in person. Kingdom is not first in expression. Hello, church. What did I say? Kingdom, God's servant has taught us that kingdom first is in person. For thine is the what? The kingdom. For thine is thy kingdom. Thy power. So the kingdom, the power, and the glory is thine. It's a blessing. Let's read it together. Matthew 6 verse 13. Lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So, you can't know the power of the kingdom, the glory of the kingdom, without the blessing of the kingdom. So, as a gentleman that we are, when we think kingdom, we first of all think kingdom externally. Amen. We don't think kingdom as a person. Or kingdom. Because when you say a person, person is known by nature. What did I say? Persons are known by what? By nature. So, when you know a Yoruba man, it's not by Yoruba kingdom. It's what? It's nature. It's what? It's nature. When you say an Hausa man, What defines an Awucha man is the laws in his nature. Hallelujah. Amen. So actually, Christ also is a nature in God. So the person of Christ, the labor of God's servant for the past 3 months, is that the person of Christ must be embodied. And if it's going to be embodied, we need to understand how it will be embodied. Amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Amen. If the person of Christ is going to be what? Embodied, we need to know how it will be embodied. But we know that it is not easy to embody nature. Now, many of the time, it's easy to correct what you are doing than change your nature of what you are doing. Let's give an example. You ought to speak to a sister well, and in your communication, you did not speak it well. And if I said, no, I didn't speak it well. And you came and apologized. You didn't speak it well. It does not mean before 1 hour later, you want to speak it unwell again. So that we want nature change does not equally transform to automatic nature change. Now, because we have been scattered from all countries. So, natures are being delivered to us, knowingly and unknowingly. Hello? What did I say? Knowingly and what? Yes, I read the scripture earlier, Ezekiel 36, 24. For I will what? Take you from what? From among the heathen. And do what? Now, we have been taken, but we are not yet gathered. That you are born again means that heaven is mindful of you already. But you are not yet gathered. You are still scattered. That's the reason why even when nature that you seems, you know, that you seems not to like in that your uncle, that nature you seem not to like about your mother, about your father, is in you. Because it's not about what you like or what you don't like. You have been scattered already. So actually, the first nature in God that should gather us is Christ. Christ is the first nature in God that should gather men from all countries. So, actually, when you say country, country is an embodiment of civilization. Hello? What did I say? Countries is a what? It's an embodiment of civilization. So, every man is civilized. Every man has an ideology that runs him. Even when you hated your father for not treating your mother very well, it does not mean you will treat your wife very well. In fact, you may do more worse. Because many of the things you hate in people is in you. No, I think one of the pastors said it of recent. That one of the things you hate in people, any small thing you've complained, anything they've complained, if you check it critically, that nature of that thing might be in you. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? So we are saying that if we don't arrive at this junction, Pastor Albert got here yesterday with us. That we must arrive at a junction to know that truly, I'm born again. I'm learning this gospel. But I still have a lot that is not good in me. Hello, brethren. I still have what? That is not good in me. Now, that will position the heart to learn appropriately. That you don't learn for people. You know, there's a way you can learn for people. I just hope this brother is hearing what they're saying now. As they're giving their example, and I know that example fits that brother's behavior. You know, many of the times we are there. You are hearing message, but in the goggle of... yes. They are hearing. Maybe as unit head, you'll be hearing when they say, submit. Tell those unit members, they should submit. Then there's a way unit head can be hearing message for the unit members. Say amen. Say hallelujah. So many of the time, we are not focused about how to journey in light. So Christ is not easily formed, because Christ can be formed in proxy. What did I say? Christ can be formed in what? How do you say it? They don't barb your hair behind you. Like, oh, go help me barb my hair. Oh. I'll come and meet you there. You must bring the what? You bring the head. So many of the time when we approach church, we don't bring our head. You don't bring your head. Many of the time, you have your own clipper to go and barb somebody else's head. That is why when you hear message, you don't hear message for people. You hear it personally for yourself. Because the water must first of all wash you. If you can carry it to wash others. Amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? Amen? So the Lord began to show us yesterday that meekness is the peak, or meekness is the nature, or is the sum. Is the sum of the nature of Christ. You know, I never put to you before. Somebody said something, said something, said something. You know, I say, okay. To everything you have now said now, what is the sum of this all? What is the summary of these things? Now, that summary is to give you two things. Number one, understand the position to take and understand the voyage to take. There is a position to take. There is also a journey to take, or a decision we want to take by that summary. Do you get my point?
Yes, sir.
You know, when you meet lawyers, we're about to talk. Okay, what is the sum of this matter? There's a way they used to call it in bar. Oh, pastor told me yesterday, I've forgotten. Sorry. What is now the... What's now the... Now, one of the things I saw God's servant did over Wednesday and Saturday is that they are showing us the prayer. This is the end of the matter. Because many of the time, we quickly want to, you know, there's a way you can go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Let's go there. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Hello, brethren. Let's read. And beside this, giving out diligence, add to your faith, to virtue, to knowledge, to temperance, to patience, to brotherliness, to brotherly kindness. And the ingredient in all of it is meekness. Oh, am I getting it? What is making you move from faith to virtue is meekness. What is making you move from virtue to knowledge is meekness. What is making you move from knowledge to what? To temperance is what? It's meekness. So, meekness is an art posture. Meekness also is a nature. Hello. Now, the art posture of meekness is the procedure of lowliness. Because someone said that to arrive at meekness, you must be low. Hello, brethren. To arrive at what? We must be what? Now, to be low means that you can go under, you can submit. Or you are easily entreated. You know, many of the time, we are not easily entreated. It's not easy to convince us on matters. Because of our nature. So many of the time, we can't easily journey in light. Because nature is always showing up. In fact, we are all there. Nature is palpable. That you are praying in tongues, your nature is still active. When you finish the tongue, the nature will not show up. I'm still active. Can we say amen? So, we need to begin to learn how to take posture of what? Of being low. Posture of what? Hello, brethren. Posture of what? Attitudes of lowliness. Amen. Thank you. I was going here. These are attitudes of lowliness. James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Hello, is first what? So when you see a man who is learning lowliness, he's seeking for purity. Then what? Peaceable. He's not looking for his rights. Anytime you strive for rights, you are not meek. Hello? What did I say? Anytime we strive for our rights, you know, actually, we are all embodiments of rights. Even in your house, even if you are the last born, you will still fight for your rights. Oh, Abby? You will see what? Mafe told me to me. You see, say, Lord, they will not steal this glory. Because everybody wants a right. Everybody wants a legal ground. Nobody wants to shift ground. So even when there's issue within you and your brother, because someone gave us an example yesterday, and I'm like, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy. Because someone said, somebody is just talking and he's not saying it the way he should say it. And he's lying on your head and you are there. Like, please let me talk. Please let me talk. I said, wait, you've said your own. Has it happened to you before? You've said your own, no? Somebody is saying his own. You are feeling like they will deceive this pastor. They will deceive this pastor. Hey, let me talk my own, no? I will talk my own. No. Now, in the day they did not allow you to talk your own, do you know what we do next? Do you know what we used to do? That's what we used to do. You just go on your social media status. Trust no man. Trust no man. Do you know our soul of man has descended so low that you have issue with your husband? It's your status they are seeing it. I mean Christians. What informs those things you post sometimes? You see all those quotable quotes. No one cares for you like you care for yourself. Oh no, am I the only one that used to see it? Choose yourself first. Love nobody. Now, those quotable quotes, what are they doing? They are rational in our mind. Now, even when you come to church and they say, it's greeting time, greet the person beside you. Even when you greet and you hug, it's not from the heart. Everybody is a evil. It's a suspect. Thank you, man. That's what I'm looking for. Everybody is a what? It's a suspect. Now, you that think everybody is a suspect, is you that want to marry church girl? Even if you marry anybody, the person is a soup. Because the person you marry is also a suspect. Yes. If a chief suspect. Say amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. So we must be peaceable. They must know us in our units, in our place of work, that you don't like trouble. There are times you have to let some things go. All because of peace. It's not every matter you raise. We will talk about it. You talk about it. If Jesus talked about every matter you have done, you won't be a Christian today. Yes. But you, everyone, you must raise it. I think we need to raise this matter. And until you raise it, we are not at peace. And it's nature. You are scattered within. How did Jesus manage Judas? Sitting in the bus. I'm sure Peter, James will have caught him once or twice. Yes. Who is giving that report? Oh, Kabiam Popa. Who is giving that report? Who gave that report in the gospel? Matthew gave it. John gave it. So, somewhere there they knew. And they will have told Jesus, this guy where you give pause to, Baba, this guy will give pause to. But Jesus was in the school of training of the Father. So he was more mindful. Can you see? He's in John. He was more mindful of what that arrangement should do to him than the issue coming out of the arrangement. Because on a normal day, if it was you and I, what will you do? What will you do? You collect the purse and collect it gallantly. But Jesus knows that collecting the purse is not the issue. Because if they collect the purse, if he still wants to steal, he will still steal. So there were many of them also had issues. Because if Matthew would have been a tax collector, he would have also thieved sometimes. So Matthew also will have come in as a thief. Hey, how many of you watched Chosen? That when Matthew came in, they didn't like him. Like this boy, this man that is working with Roman government. But you know that by the words that Jesus preached unto them, Matthew was cleaned from covetousness. So it means that Judas did not use the words that came. So Jesus said, all of you are clean except one. So actually, that you are having anger issue, you are not the first who had anger issue. A lot of people in church had anger issue. A lot of people in church feel like running away, but they use their medicine. That's why you're not seeing their madness. So you should use your medicine. Say it by Pastor Alfred. Everybody is mad in church. Abi, it's a school of psychiatric hospital. We all are scattered. The only thing our level of scattering what? It differs. So as you use your drug in the morning, once you use your drug in the morning, you will not be doing. Once you can use the drug of faith, the drug of virtue, the drug of temperance, the drug of knowledge. So as you are using your drug, you are meek. I'm trying to label that. That meekness is a posture that we should guide us through. Because in the day where you have knowledge, you can yarn. You can say many things. And you'll be like, brother, your last son. And you may not have eyes for temperance again. So to have knowledge and still look for temperance is because you are meek. So it's an ingredient that must guide us through. So you will not get to any point in the journey where you felt like I have arrived. Amen. So you see, from temperance to patience. Patience. Imagine somebody has patience already. They say that this brother has patience. Yeah? Imagine the cassette brother has patience. The brother can have patience. Feel like he is not looking for brotherly kindness. Because if you have to add to. Now, in the midst of all of these arrangements, God's servant came around a matter some few weeks back, which I feel we should look into. In the midst of all of this arrangement, do you know that there is a posture you easily take with unbelievers that is not really primarily the note of that nature? Let me give an example. If a taxi man abuses Brobola when he's coming back from work, let's say he did not carry his car, and the taxi man abused him, and he tell the taxi man, God bless you. The Lord has forgiven you, and I also have forgiven you. See, that thing he did is a good thing. Is a what? But that is not the way they will arrange for charity to be formed in him. How they will arrange it is that they will bring his brethren. It is brethren. And that is why you will wash one another's feet. It is brethren. So, you know, remember when Paul was telling them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that when a brother defraud another brother, you see that defrauding of your brother is to prove charity in their midst. want, because that thing you are doing outside, you can easily do it. You can have patience with your boss who talks anyhow. And that's not charity yet. You have patience because of salary at the end of the day. So you can't use the charity posture of your manner towards unbelievers to say that you're a charitable man. Then we have to bring circumstances and experience around the brethren that will now you will know where you are by the time the whole thing has played out. Sincerely, I'm not yet at charity. It's still a prayer point. But I know one day we all will be at charity. Can we go to John 13? Verse 10. Jesus said unto them, he that is washed neither need to save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. Verse 11. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, he had taken his garment and was set down again. He said unto them, ye for know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me master and what? And Lord. And ye say well, for so I am. Verse 14. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to what? Ye also ought to what? So God's servant said, you can't wash the feet of your brother if you have not been washed. Now, it's not just being washed. Apart from being washed, you must also carry the water. Hello? You must also what? Carry the water to wash your brother's feet. Now, it is in carrying the water. They are going to test how you are going to restore your brother in the spirit of meekness. So, actually, the water is not just word. The water is not just saying anything. There is a manner of carrying the water that can wash feet. Because two people can say the same thing and it will achieve the same result. So, Pastor Way was laboring around manner of spirits yesterday. So, we can't wash one another's feet if we have not learned the manner of the spirit. And the manner of the spirit of Christ is meekness. The manner of the spirit of Christ is what? Is what? It's meekness. And God's servant came to a point where I begin to use the word about, can you give me that scripture? I came unto you as a nurse that nourisheth his child. Actually, it should be in Corinthians, if I'm not mistaken. Can you help me with that scripture? I want us to see something there. Yes, thank you. No, there's one in Corinthians, but let's read this. But we were gentle among you, even as a what? Even as a what? As a nurse cherisheth. So even when you want to cleanse your brother, you should not lose your brother in cleansing him. I've told him all. Me, I used to say the truth the way it is. How many of us know how do people talk? It's the truth. That's why I've said it is the truth. You should hear it out. But hearing it out does not mean the wrath of man does not produce what? The righteousness. So that you are talking, that you are engaging with your brother, you must be mindful of the water to use. And the manner to use it. And the what? The manner. Because if the manner is not there, salvation can be achieved. And the reason why you correct is not to lose your brother. Because you know, many of the time, even when we finish the correction, we have lost the brother. Many of the time, you say, oh, do you want to correct? That is why you remember God's man said yesterday that to restore a brother who has erred, it takes people who are spiritual. You know, God's man said yesterday, it takes those who are spiritual to restore brethren. If a man be taken in a fault, Galatians 6:1, ye which are what? Spiritual. Restore such an one in thee. So, meekness is a spirit. Hello. Let's look into this. Now, do you know that it takes a lot of water to arrive at wine? Hello, church. It takes a lot of what? We have been taught. It is. He said, fill the water pot to the what? To the brim. And when it was filled, it became what? A wine is a kind of spirit. So actually, what will really give us entrance to the world of the Father is actually the spirit of meekness. Because at the end, we have the outer court, right? We have the holy place. We have the most holy. Now, the end of the, if we say the peak or the end of the learning of Christ's nature is what? It's meekness. It means that the person standing at the door of the veil is a meek man. Is a what? It is that meek man that can knock for entrance. The man who is still adding faith to virtue can knock for entrance. So, what we grant that abundant entrance? If these things be in you and abound, what did they do? Make you to be what? Make you to be meek. Oh, Jesus. Let's read it. For if these things be in you and what? And abound, they shall what? They shall what? So actually, all the processes of those ingredients is to make a soup. Or is to make a person. And that person is a meek man. Is that they will make you. Now, that you shall neither be what? Barren, nor unfruitful. It means that there are knowledge you and I know now that we are still barren in it. You know, when you hear, there will not be anyone barren in my house. This is it. Barrenness is not first of all physical. A barren man is a man who is not meek. Because if that things will be in you, that thing should produce a making. They should make you to be something. And what they should make you to be was what Jesus said, I am. Because he was the first man that was made. So Jesus said, I am meek. I am meek. And what? And lowly in heart. So his heart. So if God is looking down, God is looking for what? Hearts. It was instructive for me on Wednesday when God's servant said, the sum of the teaching of the nature of Christ is a heart. Is a heart. Is a heart. Brethren, you cannot joke with your heart. You can't allow demon play.
Thank you, Jesus. Arakaparavetevarakabena Ashivana Sika Brasti. Even here in this season, I come washing again. I come bringing waters. Waters for cleansing. But there are tough stains, difficult places in the heart that ye have not been removed yet. And yea, that's why I come with this water to cleanse you, to remove stains, difficult stains that seemingly looks difficult to be removed. But yea, my word, even yea, my word is potent enough. My word is strong. Yea, my word is powerful. It's even quick to enter into crevices in your heart to remove stains, difficult stains, tough hearts, hardness of heart. For yea, in this season, I'm committed to remove from you that difficultness in your heart, even to doctrine, to stay put in following, even for the door to be open. For yea, there is a door. There is a great door, even over you as an assembly, as my people in this season. And yea, I am committed to removing stains, to removing blemishness, to removing toughness, even yea, hardness, for yea, many there be that are still hardened in the heart, even against doctrine, and that's why I come with this water, it is for cleansing. Amen. Open your hearts, do not allow walls. Hey, where cometh arguments in your heart? Open it up, boy, for you are in the season of my water. It is not just a few, it is abundance. I come with abundance of washing, for these words are able to make you clean. For these words are able to make you clean. Yes, they are able to make you clean. Yes, if you can give your heart, if you can be opened even to these words, they are able to make you clean. And yeah, you shall be clean indeed. For you shall be clean indeed. Indeed, you shall be made clean, saith the Spirit.
Amen. Indeed, I will be made clean. You need to, like the prophecy said, we need to arrive at a point where we are mindful of our heart. Satan wants to always play ball on our heart. Because on a sincere note, before the heart comes to conviction, is a lot of work. Because the heart is the seat of convictions. Even when you have taken decision on your upper mind, your heart is still there waiting for you. Because we have to labor. We must labor to have good treasures on our hearts. Labor on your hearts. Don't excuse your hearts. Hello, brethren. In the day where you feel like disobeying your husband, don't excuse your hearts. In the day where you feel like, I just want to run away from this wife, don't excuse yourself. Because the heart is desperately wicked. Wickedness is on the heart. If you allow it, you don't know how much wicked you can be. If you allow that seed to grow, you don't know how much that thing can perpetuate. The heart is deceitful above all. Imagine. All what? So even serpent is not as deceitful as the heart. Your heart plays gimmicks on you. Because the heart is naturally wicked. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? It takes the satellite of the spirit to begin to reveal your heart to you. That is why many of the things that we do that comes from our hearts, they are not predetermined. Have you ever done something before that you didn't predetermine it, but you have acted it out? And you're like, what is this? What have I done? And it's because they want you to know that there's nothing good in you if gospel don't change you. We have to labor on the hearts. Because Christ's nature is first of all in the heart. That is first of all peaceable. James 3:17. It's peaceable. Is what? What's the next thing? Is what? It's gentle. What's the next thing? Is what? Easily. They can easily entreat you. Full of what? Mercy and what? And good fruits. without partiality, without hypocrisy. These are things the heart ought to trap. Our hearts ought to trap. We are peaceable. You don't like problem. You are not somebody who is always looking for issues. Hallelujah. Amen. But we know you can't easily arrive here if they have not preached doctrine to you. Hello? You know that? Romans chapter 6, verse 17. Pastor Alfred got here yesterday. Say God be thanked. That ye were? Ye were the servants of sin. But ye have what? Obeyed from thee. So it means, listen. To start with, you can't obey from that. Hello, brethren. To start with, you can't what? You can't obey from the heart. Let me give an example. Let's give an example that there's an instruction around reading this scripture we've been reading now. And let's say we are expected to be giving reports of your reading the scripture every day. You know, there's an obedience we easily obey because you are giving reports. Or you know that you'll be called to question. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's an obedience we all are obeying because people are there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? People are there. People are mindful. At least, even if you are nothing, you are an elder brother to somebody that you have preached to be born again. And at least, the person you have preached to be born again, we what? We look up to you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So there are things you can easily obey that may not be from your heart. I'm going to show us why Paul was giving thanks. Because once you arrive here, then you don't need to be policed around. You yourself, you are the police of yourself. You are examining because your heart wants to obey. Now, the heart wants to obey does not mean the heart will obey. God's servant said it on Wednesday. For it is the Lord at work within you, but so there's when you have been taught that form of doctrine, you are willing. Some will hear that same form of doctrine and don't be willing. In this church, we don't do boyfriend and girlfriend. Don't mind them. I'm just in their midst. I don't know what they are doing. They'll just be behaving. They'll be talking as if they are the only one that owns Jesus. You know, that's the way Saul used to talk. They would just be saying prophecy. Shabala, shabala, shabala. Rokoto, koto, koto. One person is not carry mic. We not interpret it. How do they know what they are saying is true? I think maybe they've told themselves at the back, self. They may have told them what to say. You can see that there are few people who are doing the tongue in the show. There are few of them like that. I'm saying what Saul can say. And what Saul is saying. So, there's somebody hearing doctrine and is feeling like doctrine is too laborious for the soul. Because soul wants you to give it instruction. You can obey instruction and nature does not change. Listen to me. Anybody, the giving of the law to a soul who is not meek, we make him more worse. Because sin will use occasion of that law. So many of the time, we like places that give you do's and don'ts. So once you obey the do's and don'ts, you have a sense of righteousness. Yet your debt is with you. But when it comes to learning doctrine, your heart must be involved. You can't learn doctrine and say you're just obeying do's and don'ts. Because doctrine is that form that must be delivered to you. So, when you are not doing well as a child in the house, when you are truly following doctrine, you know. As a husband, when you are not doing well, you will know. As a wife, when you are not doing well, you will know. You don't need any pastor to come and tell you that, this brother, you're not doing well. You're not doing well. It's because you have not obeyed doctrine. So doctrine is everybody's benchmark. How they will save us from our trouble is that we will learn doctrine. Doctrine must be learned. And doctrine can be learned outside the preaching of the person of Jesus. Doctrine is not church dogma. Doctrine is not church doctrine. Because if it's church doctrine, will there be eternal life embassy Christian in heaven? Will there be now, let's get now build mansion for this church in heaven? This mansion for this church in heaven? Even natural itself, do they have different offices for different school of certificates? All of them are what? They are graduates. Graduates are graduates. Christian are Christian. Say amen. Amen. Say hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. So we must be mindful that the Lord wants us to come to that place where they can give thanks over us that ye have obeyed. Ye have obeyed from the heart. From the heart. It's not from your mind. No, it's not from textbook. It's not from quoting scripture. You can quote scripture. Scripture don't know you. Yes. Quoting scripture is not what makes you learn doctrine. Because people now, you can quote many scripture. In fact, you can have good messages. Yes. ChatGPT can prepare many messages for you now. Hallelujah. Said that form of doctrine, which was what? Which was delivered. So it means that you can't learn doctrine if you are not available for delivery. That is why we come to church. Church is a place where they deliver what? Where they deliver what? Where they deliver what? So you can't be streaming at home on Wednesday and you are streaming at somebody who is not awaiting doctrine. Because once you don't have doctrine, the conversation of our life will be far from you. Yes. There is a doctrine is to deliver conversation of life. Say amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? These are the protocols of how they gather us from our countries, from our villages, from our tribes. No, there's a way. When you viral more, there's something that just, there's a tickling. When you see people from your tribe, how many of you, when you see somebody that can see, that can speak on door to you, there's something that wake. Or, am I lying? When you see your siblings, those things, is it not good to have people who can speak dialect to you? Why not? It's good. But there's a connecting factor. There's a way that he made, that he used to make an example. Somebody came to your house. Brethren came to your house. And you welcomed them. Tell them thank you. Sit down. And you just greet them. And you went inside. When your own people come into the house. Hey, brother. Pelumi, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. Ah, how's been the day? How's been the this? How's been the this? How's been the this? How's been the this? How's it going? How is it going? We should go very well. Oh, how have you been? How is your family? How everything is fine? How everything is fine? What are you doing? What is happening there? His country, his nation, blood. Ah, take water. You don't take water. Okay. Hey, go and buy me Fanta. Go and buy me juice. Are you seeing conversation? Now, do you know that those things, if they don't open it, you don't know they are there. In the day where you did not behave hospitable to your brethren, you didn't see it as a sin. You still continued your normal day and nothing happened. But something happened someday where you saw the way you handled this matter. You saw the way you handled this matter. You're like, Jesus, oh. So I've actually not been delivered from my tribe. I've not been delivered from my tongue. It means that I've not been washed enough. So, when we say we are in church to be delivered from sin, it's not sin of fornication. Hello? Paul even said it. It should not be one's what? Fornication is not a sin we come to deal with in church. Home training should have dealt with fornication. That is what it should have done with fornication. It's home training. Because home training should have raised at least a measure of Holy Ghost. And you can't have Holy Ghost and be in fornication. Hello? What did I say? I'm not saying, when you say have. You can't be drunk in wine. You can't be intoxicated. You can't be a child given to praying in tongues and you are using masturbation to end it. It's not possible. It's because there is a linking, there's a missing factor of understanding. And that's the reason why even when we still come to church, we still want to do with those matters. But that's not church. Church is the ground and the what? And the pillar of truth. So fornication, uncleanliness, covetousness should not be once named among you as ye become made saints. So you can't be having handbag right from university and be doing Lord of the Ring. And turn yourself to Mario. You don't have two lives to live, sorry. So you can't use one life to play Mario. Yes. You can't. We must allow washing quickly. Quickly. A guy is toasting you. Toast him back. Invite him to church. He told you to bring Lua to me. He will toast him for you if you can't toast him. I trust him. Say hallelujah. We must have enough conversation to wash ourselves and our brethren. That is the reason why we need charity. It must be a bond in our midst. For perfection. A bond. That is how you can know how not to cast stumbling block. No, go someone got there yesterday. How not to cast stumbling block. Above all, Colossians 3:14. Above all these things. Put on what? Put on what? So actually, charity is a clothing. Charity is a what? It's a clothing. So meekness is a clothing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Say, likewise, ye younger, be what? To submit yourself unto what? Where should they do these things? In church. So all of us is not your mate in church. Hello? Hello? Look, listen, when we come to church, everybody is your mate. Even in your place of work, everybody is your mate. But you come to church and say, everybody is your mate. It's sin. You will be instructed in your place of work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you will come to church. You will join unit. They will tell you how to do it. Your idea will be flying. Yeah, but in your place of work, they've defined mission and vision. Mission and vision. And how do you think you that they just got born again? You have a vision, mission statement to add to the church. Because we are not meek. But when it comes to earthly things, you want to obey it. But when it comes to spiritual things, there is a devil in us that always have an idea. Let's say now, every 5 a.m., if Nigerian government changes now and says that everybody must resume by 6 a.m. in the morning at work, do you know you will not doze during morning prayer? Do you know how you'll be active? Do you know how you'll be active? You are getting ready for work. Go and see those in Lagos. Oh, be that. By 4:30, you are what? You are up and running, up and active. You are up. Do you know why you are up? You are up for earthly pleasure. You are up for these worldly things. That is why, listen. Many of the time, we are so excited when earthly reward is in focus. And that is profane art. It's a profane art. When you even get late to work, you apologize to your boss. Do you know? I'm sorry. It's because of the maybe vehicle, something happened. Oh, my sister was not feeling fine, or my children, my child had maybe malaria overnight. But when you come there to church, you feel it's all right. You should understand. It's still profanity. You don't see it as something. Oh, sorry, Sal. Sorry, I came late. I'm not saying you should start saying every day you came late and I say sorry. But I'm saying there's a posture of acts that is accountable. You are putting yourself on account on everything you do. You are, is this thing right? Did I do it well? Did I not do it well? How should I have done it? Okay, maybe next time I should have done it better. That is the heart that want to inherit throne. That's the labor of God's servant yesterday. There must be a panting of our hearts to know that our destiny is to inherit the throne. Can we say amen? Amen. So the Lord wants us to submit. Ye all be what? Be subjects. One to what? One to what? God's servant once said, in church, everybody is not your brethren. Everybody is church members. But in church, you must know your one to another. There are people in your brethren, in your company, in your fold. There are people that the dealing the Lord is dealing with you about is within a certain set of people. It can be, imagine somebody, maybe somebody who's in school. Yes, I want to be subject one to another, and is looking for somebody who is a child. You know, that's far. Because that person may not be able to see you through. So there is a company of people. When you check presently, looking at our people who have really maybe gotten married in the sphere of some few months, years, about a year down the line now, you will see that it's more or less like they were in the same company. Go and check marriages in the house. Marriages happening by company. How many of you know it? They open that door for people to get married. How wonder, once that company is complete. I've seen it happen severally. One brother will just want to marry. They will shall go and put him in one company. It will be within. So actually, there is really nothing the Lord is doing with you that is also dealing with your brethren. It's common. That should be Hebrews. It's as common. It's a temptation common amidst your brethren. So when we are in church, we must be meek. We must be lowly enough to know those that have that conversation of dealing. Let's check that scripture. Hebrews 10:32. But call to remembrance the former days in which you were illuminated. Ye endured a great flight of affliction, partly wished ye were made a what? A guessing stock. Both by what? Both by what? Reproaches and affliction, and partly wished ye became companions of what? Of them that were so used. So it means that as men were going through their tribulation, they have companions. If I say, I'm your companion in tribulation, it means you are partaking of the tribulation. Amen. Praise Jesus. What we are saying this morning is that the Lord wants us to have meekness at heart. Because if meekness is not at heart, as a posture that comes by the learning of doctrine. Hello? He said, now the posture of meekness is, you hear that word? He said, be sober. Soberness is a fruit of meekness. Hello? What did I say? Soberness is a what? Is a fruit. Thank you. 1 Peter chapter 1. Can we read from verse 10? I want us to see how they came about this word. Of which salvation the prophet have acquired and sat diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Verse 11. Certain what? Or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when he testified beforehand, the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you, by whom that have preached the gospel unto you with the sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Verse 13. Wherefore, do what? And what? And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the what? At the what? At the what? Now, please, let's look at this scripture very well. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the what? To the end. For the grace that is to be brought to you at the what? At the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we know, revelation of Jesus Christ did not come until Revelation chapter 1. So, when you say, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, those are ingredients for entrance of revelation. So, to gird up the loins of your mind and to be sober are natures of meekness. We must be sober. Soberness is not that we are not talking. Soberness is not that if they put water in your mouth, they will meet it there. That's the way your bad people talk about sober people. No, that's not soberness. Soberness is that you are a bride waiting for adornment. Have you ever seen somebody who is going to wed on the day of his wedding doing ya ya ya? No. If they ask, if the person that is fighting has been fighting with sleep, that does not used to wake up quickly, that day he will wake up 3 a.m. for the makeup artist. He will be sober. He will still do maybe anything they want to do. He will be what? Sober is the posture of waiting. You are a waiter. Or you are a mourner. You are waiting for consolation. Hello? Why do you not talk back when your boss talks back at you? You are sober of your salary. You gird up the loins of your mind, even if he wants to misbehave. Okay? Even though he's your younger brother of your younger sister at home. You know, there's a way you say it. Is I even collect 20 years from you. If you have your own job, go and do it. At this point, it's still your what? It's still your what? So when your mind is routing, what will you do to the mind? Calm down. Well, you will gird up the loins of the mind. And many of us, we also don't know that entrance is at stake. So to gird up the loins of our mind, to not allow rioting, to not allow strife, to not allow art, to not allow problem with your brethren. You, even if they counsel you, don't fight with your brethren. Don't talk to your brethren that way. You feel like this pastor is partial. He still does not understand. No. It's because you don't know that you can actually use them for entrance. You can use them. Because at the end of the day, it's not about who win or who did not win. It's about who entered. It's about what? It's about who entered. I want us to gird up the loins of our mind. Hello, brethren. I want us to what? Gird up the loins of our mind. Because your mind will want to misbehave many times. That's why you need to gird it up. And be sober. Be sober because if we don't arrive at this meekness, brethren, we can't learn of him. Matthew 11, 29. It's the same thing this thing is saying, Matthew 11, 29 is saying. Let it be verse 28. It's the same thing 1 Peter 1, 13 is saying. It's the same thing Matthew 11. Let's read. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And what? For I am. And what? And what? In. So when you say somebody is a servant of God, these are heart posture that raise servants. They cannot, the devil can open themselves to us if we are not meek and lowly. And that meekness and lowliness, they will play it out in every sphere of life, in your place of work, with your husband, with your wife, with your uncle, with your parents. You know, many of you, you can even use revelation to disobey your parents. You can rev them in disobedience. Because if you can't obey your natural parents, we are not sure you obey your spiritual parents. So, there are wisdom in Christ. There are laws in Christ that should bring us to this meekness and lowliness. That is how we gird up our mind. We gird up our mind. Our mind is always talking. Hello, brethren. How many of you know that? Our mind is always talking. Every day, you have to conquer your mind. Mind, come under. Mind, you will stay under. Adewale, you will stay under. Adewale, you will stay under. I said, hey, oh, you did not know. See the way the person spoke. See the way he talked to you. See the way he said it to you. Beleo, thank you for saying the way he talked. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah. Keep quiet, keep quiet, keep quiet. In Jesus' mighty name, you have prayed. Amen. What I want to tell you is that me, I will follow. I will submit. And I will follow more than you. Thank you. Odabo. Let's see next time. We must war like that to stand still. Nobody gained entrance. Daddy said something, was it on Wednesday or yesterday, that bothered me. He said, they don't patch you for entrance. Did you hear that? They don't patch you. So, it's either you are wasted or you have entrance. It's either the soup is not sweet to taste, the ingredient is not complete, or the ingredient is complete and they can serve it to people. It's either one of it. Once it is not sweet to taste, it's good for nothing. The father can't adopt it. The father can't receive it. It means if the father can't receive it, we didn't leave the earth as incorruptible being. We were still corruptible. That's the meaning. We are praying in this season, Lord, help me to guard up the loins of my mind. Help me to be sober. Help me to up to the end.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.